Okay, we're continuing in Drush HaSaran, starting the Drush HaShishi, which in the Mosada Rav Cooks is on page Resh Tesvav. This is a new drusha about tshuva, which is perfect time for Elul. So the Ran starts off with the pasuk in Micha and Perek Vav, pasuk Vav that says, "Bama akadem Hashem ikat lelokei marom." How shall I come before you, Hashem? Bow before you. Ha'akadmenu ba'olos ba'agala b'nei shana. Should I come before you with calves? Hayirtz Hashem ba'alfei elim. Does Hashem want thousands of rams? Beruvivos nachalei shemen. Tons of oil. Ha'atein b'chori pishi. Should I give my firstborn son as a for my sons as a sacrifice to atone for my sins? Should I give my firstborn pre-vitni or my children chatas nafshi as an atonement for my sins? No, none of that's necessary. The Navi says, "Higid lecha adam ma tov ma Hashem doresh mimcha." The Navi Yilta Hashem tells you, "You know what I need? I don't need all those karbanos for what you for your sins. Here what I need. Here's what I need. Ma Hashem doresh mimcha. What does Hashem need from you? Ki masos mishpat va'avas chesed va'atznei aleches imalokecha. What I need is for you to do mishpat, do act properly with mishpat, love, kindness, and walk bitzina, modestly with Hashem." Okay, so the Ran starts off. Das Rambam Zalva Ashur Shetzlo, that the Rambam's opinion is, Sheba'asiyas mitzvah achas levada, if a person does one single mitzvah properly, Ezer Shetiyah min mitzvah, no matter what the mitzvah is, Yizka Adam L'chay Olam Baba, a person will merit to get into Olam Haba, will have a place in Olam Haba. And so too he wrote on the Mishnah in Makkos, Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha Mer, the famous Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha, we say after we learn, Hashem wanted to give merit to Klai Yisrael, therefore he gave them a lot of mitzvos. And on that, the Rambam explains, Eloshna Rav, from the foundations, from the most important things, the roots of Emunah and Torah is ki kishiyekayim ha'adam mitzvah mitayrik mitzvahs. When a person does one of the tayrik mitzvahs, kiseyder ukahogen, he does it absolutely properly, any one mitzvah, le'yishtat ifima davar mikavanas olam shumpanim, he's not doing it for any side reasons, like to impress anyone, or to look good for anyone, or to make anyone like you, or be rich, or whatever, he's no side reasons. Ela shi'asa osa lishma, rather you do it for its own sake, mi'ahava, for love of Hashem, k'moshi b'yarti lach, like I explain to you, through that one mitzvah you'll get Olam Haba. And that's what the pasuk is saying. The Mishnah rather is saying, so the reason Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs is because it's impossible in your whole life one mitzvah you should do properly. With that one mitzvah you do in your life properly, really properly, for that you'll give life to your neshama and you'll have a place in Olam Haba. Okay, and that which proves this point, Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, the story, the Rambam says, of Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, who said, "Ma'ani l'chayi Olam Haba? Will I get Olam Haba?" Ve'eshiva ha'meshiv, and it was said back to him, "Klum ba ma'isa li'adcha?" And he asked Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, "Have you done any good things in your life?" What he meant to ask is, of course, Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan wasn't a question whether Tana had done a mitzvah in his life. He was trying to say, have you done a mitzvah properly in your life? And he responded to him, that he had a mitzvah tzedakah which he did really well, with b'chol mashav, she did it with all perfect shleimus. And through that, he was zocha to Olam Haba. Okay, so that's a very interesting Gemara in Tainis, where it talks about what a tzaddik Rav Chananya ben Trajan was, and then it has that very interesting, you know, he taught Torah Barabim, and he was willing to die for it, and then this interesting story where someone asked, have you ever done anything good in your life? And he says, yeah, once I did tzedakah. So according to the Rambam, the way you would explain that is he was saying, did you do one mitzvah properly? Okay, v'yemiyot shezeh ha'shorish yakir mod v'roi la'achzik bov shalot t'chos. So now the Ran is saying, that's a very nice trot, Rambam, and it's correct. It's a very beautiful Yisod, and it's correct. However, in Harayisha Hevi Harav Zal Mora Love Klal. But the proof he brings, you know, the Ran doesn't like the proof at all. It's good Yisod, nothing to do with the proof. Kein Safi, because there's no doubt. Shlenestapik Rabbi Yosef ben Kismel, Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan, and Kiyim Mitzvah Achaz Min HaMitzvos. There's no way Rabbi Yosef ben Kismel had asked Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan if he had done any mitzvos. Aval Shal Mimenu Shiyagin Lo Echad Miparte Maisev Kdei Shiyagin Bo Cheshko BeMitzvos Shlemasa Bavonos Elakim. He wanted to know if he did any super mitzvahs, if he did anything really special. Because if he did one thing special that show that he loved mitzvahs, that would show that he, in general, was a person who loved mitzvahs. Koshkin shiya pradhu mori horo gadola tova minus valatchunos hamishubachos. My success, Rabbi Chanan ben Chadu. Certainly, a story like this would show us how great Rabbi Chanan ben Chadu was. He wanted to know if he had any mitzvahs that he did well, and then that would show that he was a person who did mitzvahs in general well, but not it doesn't prove anything about doing one mitzvah in your whole life. He wasn't asking him if he did one mitzvah properly in his whole life. Okay, aval b'dayti b'zeh asher shesheheir d'alav harav zal hukach. However, the Ran says about this in general concept, which the Rambam says, my feeling about this is as follows. Hashem is barach tzivali sali, the emotion of yotarik mitzvahs. Hashem gave to the Jewish people, through Moshe, 630 mitzvahs. V'yo'ad al kol achaz mehen agmul, Hashem promised to give us reward for every one of those mitzvahs individually. Aval ein safek, but there's no doubt, shein agmul b'chol achaz mehem shava. The reward for each individual mitzvah is not equal. For omrim zal, and that's what Chazal tell us, hevi ratz la mitzvah kala ke mitzvah chamura, a person should run to do a light mitzvah, like a big, important mitzvah, shein ata yodea matan zchar and shal mitzvahs, because you have no idea, really, which is the one you'll get more reward for. Because there are certain mitzvahs that doing the mitzvah once is like doing 10 other mitzvahs. There are certain mitzvahs that are so important to Hashem, it's as if you doing that one mitzvah is equal in reward to have done 10 other mitzvahs. But the Torah didn't want to tell you which ones were the more important mitzvahs. Because this way, if a Torah told you that this mitzvah gets the most reward and that mitzvah doesn't get as much reward, everybody would just run to do the mitzvahs that have a lot of reward and leave the ones that don't have a lot of reward and not do them. Like this idea is brought in Midrashim. And probably many of us are familiar with it. So this plan should have worked. It should have been good for everybody. Because if you don't know which mitzvah has more reward, so then everybody will run to all the mitzvahs. You'll say, well, maybe this mitzvah is very important. This way, a person will reach true perfection, true shleimus, and because he'll always be running to do every mitzvah, make sure he does every mitzvah, because he doesn't know which is the one that's most important. And that was the purpose that Hashem hid the schar of mitzvahs. According to this assumption, which is true, so it is possible that through doing one mitzvah alone, a person will merit a place in Olam Haba, but it will not be so by all mitzvahs. It's possible different mitzvahs are different, like you just explained. So it could be through a certain mitzvah, you won't get through it alone. There are certain mitzvahs, perhaps, that you could, the reward can be paid in this world. If that's the only good thing you ever did in your life, it's possible that there are certain mitzvahs that you could get paid back for in this world. And it'll be included, like what the Gemara in Kedushin says, Misha Zuchu Yosef Merubin Alavanosav, someone whose merits are greater than his sins, Dama Kemisha Kiyim Kalatara Kula, Velchisim Rimeno Filo Osachas, someone who does more mitzvahs than Averis, it's as if he did the whole Torah. Avalein Safik Sheish Ksatzmin Amitzvahs, Shein Gedolos Erech Rabbas Agmol, Ad Shebemah Tos Mehem Yizka Odom Chayel Meba. So even though it's true that there are certain mitzvahs that maybe you don't get to Olam Haba through them alone, but there's probably a mitzvah that through them alone you do get to Olam Haba. So in other words, this Gemara brought in condition that says someone who does mostly mitzvahs as if he did the whole Torah, so then even if all those mitzvahs you did were the lower level kind, so you'll get to Olam Haba if your whole life is mostly mitzvahs. But other than that, just if we're just talking about doing individual mitzvahs, the Ran is Mechadish here, that it's possible certain mitzvahs do not get you a place in Olam Haba, and they can be paid back in Olam Hazeh. For Omram, Besof Makos, and that's what it says at the end of Makos, Darash Reb Simloi said, Sheish Miyotz V'Sholosh Tzvei Mitzvahs Nemer L'Moshe M'Sinai, Hashem gave over 630 mitzvahs to Moshe at Sinai, but David Hamidan Alachas. But David said, nope, there's really just 11. Nope, David made the 613 say into 11. Shenemer Mizmela David Hashem Yogur Be'Alecha V'Gomer, Bo Yeshaya comes, V'midan al Sheish, Yeshaya comes and knocks it down to 6, V'chulei Kedis Hashem, like all the Gemara goes there. What does that mean? The Torah, there are 613 mitzvahs. David did not knock it down to 11. What does it mean that there are 613 mitzvahs and David knocked it down to 11 and then the next Navi knocked it down to 6 until we get down to it being knocked down to 1, Tzadik Be'Menasa Yichya, as we'll see. But what does this all mean that the Torah was lowered to a lower amount of mitzvahs? So based on what the Ran says, he's going to explain to you what that means. Hapir Shetzi B'Zosa Memra. What I think this means is Ein Safik Shedavid Al V'Shalom V'Bayim Achal V'Kitzur Davar Mitzvahs Torah. Obviously it doesn't mean David knocked out, you know, when he knocked it down to 11, didn't mean he was taking 602, saying you don't have to do them. Bezeli stafik called maskel klal. Nobody has any thought of that. Shein navi rashi lachadish davar. No navi can invent new stuff. Aval kavani al derech shemayti. But it's based on what I just said. Fushi kol echad beelu. Moshe of David v'shaya micha v'chavakik. All the people listed in that gemara who lowered the amount of mitzvahs from 613 to 11 to 6 to lower numbers. Amnam kivnu l'toelas Yisrael. They wanted to help out the Jews. Ach kolecha nag minin yehei rav toelas kvidor. Just each one was working with his generation. Ki Moshe lo v'shalom ha'yashir ha'yem mekavya mi'anshidor v'anim shachem achrei Moshe, who hoped for his generation and those who came after she, kaimu tayrik mitzvot kulan, hoped everyone would keep all 613 mitzvot lo ratz elavaya rov aschar. So he didn't tell over which was the most important mitzvot. Asher yesh l'ktasan l'ktasan. That one has some have over the other. For what we just said, because he didn't want people to do some mitzvahs and not others. Like you said, if nobody knows which mitzvah is more important, everyone will run after all of them. Because they'll think this mitzvah has more schar. Because if this way, like he's already said, Moshe didn't tell over the schar for all the mitzvahs so that people should run to do all of them. However, David alav shalom, but David was different. Beroso anshei doro ki rubam rachkum yasig hashlemus. David saw it's just not working. People are not keeping the mitzvahs, all of the mitzvahs. Ra'ak yizosi kafana shakimin ba tuelas toshav nezek. So this, which thought was a good idea, it seems in his generation was not working out. Ki heim hayu bilti mizrazim l'kim atarkula, because they weren't running after all mitzvahs, in case that was the better one. They were just not doing any of them, or not doing all of them. So, therefore, David thought, if I just tell them which are the important ones, at least they'll run to do those. So David came and was ma'amid all 630 mitzvahs on these 11. What he meant was, these are the important ones. He had a Kabbalah, he knew somehow, Shaskar ben Rav Mo, that these ones had a lot of schar. These 11 mitzvahs listed there in the Gemara are the most important 11 mitzvahs. Ki yeser advar mekubalim beyond Nevi'im, like many things that Nevi'im either knew because they had Nevu'ah or because they had a Mesorah. Gila zel anshei dar, and he revealed this to his generation, l'man yizdar zev yizkub hen olam haba, so that they should get olam haba by running after, at least running after the important mitzvahs. Or the one, I shouldn't say important, they're all important, but the ones with more schar. And since with these 11 there are those that have a lot of schar, these 11 have more schar than others. Within the 11 there are some that are more important than others. So David didn't say which of the 11 are the most important, for the same reason Moshe didn't say which one of the 613 was most important. David, at least within the 11, at least you should be running after all of those. Because just like Moshe hoped for the people in his generation, they would run after all 613, because they thought they wouldn't know which one is the most important. That would have been helpful to not tell them, therefore, which mitzvahs were more important. David hoped at least 11 they would run after. Therefore, within those 11, not telling you which are the most important, it's better. At least they'll at least keep 11. Then, when things get worse, the next Navi saw this is not working either. They're not even keeping the 11. Better to tell them of these 11 which are the most important. Because they didn't do even those 11 perfectly. At least if we tell them which one of those 11 are the most important, they'd keep those properly. Therefore he knocked it down to 6 and said, okay, of those 11, here's the 6 most important. Ubi me Micha, guess what? It got worse. Chasrod me Ashlimus, Hamidon al Shalosh, the Sasekavan Batsman. Then Micha knocks it down to 3. Which three? And that's the thing we started with, right? The Gemara, you know, knocks it down. Eventually, gets down to one mitzvah. Unfortunately, I guess each generation got worse, till it's knocked down to emunah. That's the most important mitzvah, tzadik ve'emunasa yechia. But anyway, in the time of Micha, it was knocked down to three, and that's what this drush is about. So that's where we're going to pretty much, you know, stop as far as drush is concerned, and we're going to talk about Micha. Ba'ashalosh amru Micha, the three that Micha said were asos mishpat, ba'avas chesed, ba'tznei alechas imalokecha. The three most important mitzvahs that a person should focus on is doing mishpat, loving kindness, and doing things modestly, going with God modestly. That what does that mean? Asos mishpat elu hadinin. Asos mishpat means following choshe mishpat, proper business dealings, proper dealings in a court, all things dealing with din. Vavas chesed, a loving of kindness, zugemilas chasadim, that is doing kindness. Hatznei aleches, and being modest, zuhotzas ames vachnasas kalat. Doing kindness means, hatznei aleches, walking modestly means when you do funerals and weddings, to be a part of that, getting people buried properly, and marriage, helping people get married. Velodvarim kal vachomer, and the things are a kal vachomer. That about tznius. Madvarim shin darken lasos and bitzina amra tarat tznei aleches. If things that are not normally done privately, bitzina, such as a wedding, let's say, Hashem says, do it with tzina with tznius. Dvarim shin darken lasos bitzina aleches kama vakama. Certainly things that are meant to be done privately should certainly be done with tznius. Ratzu b'zayin, they meant with this. Gigama dvarim shin liyasu ela bepirsim. Even things that are done publicly, like things that are done by a chasen and kala, you shouldn't make it too public. Wherever appropriate, you should make it not so public. Now the Ran, I guess, is giving muster to his generation. Since people would give it, there would be a drush at the time of the chasana, like a Dvar Torah, a drasha, shetayase a drasha bebeis hachasana, and that they should have the drasha privately in the house of the chasana and not publicly. Because even a drasha like that, which is meant to be public, it's better to do it as privately as possible. Anyway, okay, so that's the idea that the Ran is arguing with the Rambam. Just to recap, the Rambam said if a person does any one mitzvah properly, through that they can get to Olam Haba, whereas the Ran disagrees and says that not all mitzvahs are the same. Certain mitzvahs, he says, can actually be paid back in this world. Now, how the Ran deals with, you know, everybody knows, is a Mishnah that says, Chayar mitzvah b'hayal maleka. Anyway, we know Chazal tell us that Chayar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, you can't get Chayar for a mitzvah in this world, which works great with the Rambam, not as easy to understand according to Ran. So, whatever the answer to that is, the Ran's opinion is there are certain mitzvahs that can be paid back in this world. And so therefore he says, but there are mitzvahs that will get you into Olam Haba just doing those alone, and that's why Chazal knocked it down from 6:13 to 11 to 6 to 3 to 1, because there are mitzvahs that are more important than the others, and we just weren't told about which is more important, so that we should come to do all of them. And the next part of the Ran is really a new topic, going into explaining those psukim of Micha, so we'll hold it here and continue next time.